Pathologizing sex workers as unable to make good decisions, rather than seeing them as people largely motivated by familiar, mundane needs, can lead to disastrous consequences. In 2013, a Swedish family court ruled that a young mother named Jasmine did not know what was best for herself. The court saw her sex work not as a flexible job that gave her a livable income while caring full-time for her children, but as a form of self-harm. The judge ruled that as she was engaged in self-harm, that she was unable to care for her children and disregarded her warnings that her ex-partner was violent. Her ex was awarded child custody. When she visited him in order to see the children, he stabbed her to death. Dismissing Jasmine's prosaic, material reasons for doing sex work was key to the state's fatally inadequate response to her needs. The belief that sex workers aren't making, and can't make, good decisions leads us not to a feminist utopia, but to coercive, punitive modes of reform.